KB32WC10.
Okay, 83WG, good evening, everyone. We're going to stand by for just a few more minutes. We have a very short list tonight, and I'm hoping several more folks check in before we get started. So thanks, everyone, for joining. Happy Friday. This is the MDC Section Echo LinkNet, and I am 83WG. My name is Chris. I'm the MDC Section Manager. So stand by and we'll get started. Just usually we start about three after, so we'll wait for some other folks to check in. All right, AB3WG, all stations stand by.
K3ABZ, Mark, I got you checked in. And 3AB.
Okay, AB3WG, good evening, everyone. My name is Chris. I'm the MDC Section Manager. Thanks, everyone, for joining, and happy Friday. This is the MDC Section EchoLink Conference, and we are very pleased to be here, as we do each month on the third Friday, and we thank John Creel for hosting us. I'm going to get things started. I have five things to chat about very quickly tonight. We don't have a lot of people checked in with us here, but probably more folks will be joining us as I go through my my little monologue, as I do at the beginning of every EchoLink net. So let's go ahead and get things started, and hopefully some folks will join us as we go along. Break. Okay, let's first go to, I want to go to see if John Creel, WB3GXW. John, if you're on, please your comments, and thanks so much for hosting us as always. All right, nothing heard at this time. Okay, so it's been quite an eventful last several weeks since our last EchoLinkNet. There's several things I want to go over. There's been some fairly major changes and one fairly large incident that we've dealt with. So let's go through those quickly. Then we'll get to our section staff, and we'll hear from our link repeaters, many of which are with us this evening already. So the first thing I want to mention, of course, the section news went out Wednesday, I believe I got that out, and pretty happy with how that looks. I think we're pretty much through the formatting issues on the section news. Hopefully it's coming out great on the device that you're getting the section news on. I think it looks pretty good, and there's still a few little things, but by and large, I think it looks pretty good. A lot of great information in there. I want to thank everybody who gave their reports. I got reports from absolutely everybody this month, from T-Mark to Skywarn and Section Traffic Report, the Section Emergency Coordinator Report. All that great information is in there, so please. And I have not posted that. That's another thing I have to do. I have not posted that on the website, which I will do that probably tonight. So I apologize for that. I forgot to do that. But the section news went out to all league members Wednesday, so that should be in your inbox. Okay, the first major thing I want to talk about is the staffing change that we made just a couple weeks ago. We made the change to the Section Emergency Coordinator position here in the MDC section. Our longtime Section Emergency Coordinator, Jim Montgomery, has transitioned to a Technical Specialist for the Maryland Hospital Program. And I'm really excited about this because the Maryland Hospital Program, as many of you know, has always been kind of Jim's focus. He's extremely good at what he does with the hospitals, and he knows a lot of people, and he's worked with them for many years. And excited about that, and we're going to be working with Jim closely. I'd like to get a page up on the website regarding the Maryland Hospital Program and really help to build that program up in this section. Break. Okay, getting a message, I'm breaking up. Maybe I should not talk so loud. Is this any better? Okay, thank you. I'll try to keep one eye on the comments. This little speaker mic I'm using is pretty sensitive, so I probably don't have to yell so much. All right, thank you. Filling in the SEC position will be Adam Carson, KG4WWH. Adam is on the call with us here tonight, so we're very pleased to have him step into that role. And I will let Adam speak for himself, but Adam brings an absolute wealth of experience and knowledge to this role. I'm super excited to have him on the section staff, and we'll hear from Adam shortly. Break. Okay, the second thing I want to go over quickly is the bridge incident that we had here in Maryland. By now, everyone probably knows that amateur radio was not involved in this incident. There were no calls for any communication assistance from any of the served agencies that I know of. In fact, I don't believe there was any disruption in communication at all. And in our section, we basically just had everybody kind of be on alert status. We learned a lot during those 3 days. It was quite the time for me as section manager. I'm glad we had this little drill. Unfortunately, there was some loss of life and some of the, obviously that work is ongoing, the cleanup and so forth. But we learned a lot. We're making changes. We're discussing this at the section level, and I think we're going to do a lot better. The next time we have an incident like this, experience is always the best teacher. So that's all there is about that. Now, one more thing. And the only other thing I wanted to mention about the bridge incident, and I put this in the section news, please do remember that we do have a public information coordinator here in the MDC section. That is Sid Caesar, NH7C, November Hotel 7 Charlie. And all communications to and from the section regarding these incidents should go through Sid. Sid is an excellent person to be in that position. He's had a lot of experience in that. And we funneled a lot of communication through him, not only up to the league, but out to other sections as well. So do remember that all information and questions and ingoing and outgoing information should go through our public information coordinator. Break. Okay, third thing is the website. I want to mention that the old website, arrl-mdc.net, is not really visible anymore. If you go to that site, you will be redirected. There's also a link there. I believe there's a 5-second delay, but you'll be redirected to the new website, arrl-mdc.org. which we're still working on, and actually I'm going to speak about that just briefly here in a moment. So I want to thank our Atlantic Division Vice Director, Marty Pittenger, for making that change for us. It's very helpful, and it really helps to funnel people to the proper and the new website, and I was really pleased about that. So thank you, Marty. Okay. Also regarding the website, we're looking into, there are some other functionality that we can take advantage of for the website, one of them being an email service that I've looked into. This would probably make it a lot easier for us to send reminders to groups of folks and kind of have an overall email system for the section. And also file storage is available, so we're looking into that. It's possible that we could make those changes in the very near future, so stay tuned for that. Our website platform, WordPress, is pretty robust. There's a lot of functionality there that we're currently not taking advantage of, but we can take advantage of, and we have the wherewithal to do that, so look for that coming in the near future. Okay, the other thing, we have the HamFest coming up this Sunday. It's the Maryland Mobileers HamFest in Odenton. That information is posted in the section news, and it's on the league website. If you search for HamFest and conventions calendar, that should be prominently displayed there. I will be at the Ham Fest, of course. I am at every Ham Fest unless there's something drastically wrong. I look forward to that. My table is actually going to be right adjacent to the Skywarn folks, which is also a great table to visit while you're there. So I'll be at the Odenton Ham Fest this coming Sunday. Please do stop by and say hi if we haven't met, and ask any questions or let's chat if we need to. I'm always looking to chat with folks at the Ham Fest. Okay, and lastly, I want to mention the May issue of QST Magazine. It's, I don't believe the print copy has come out yet, at least I haven't gotten mine, but it is available on the League website digitally. If you're a member, you can get that digitally. And one of the things I love to read in QST is Dave Minster's article. And I believe this, in the May issue, the current article is quite interesting. I would highly recommend everyone read that. I won't go into the topic. It's pretty self-explanatory. But if you get a chance to read Dave Minster's article in the May issue of QST, please do so. I think it's very, very prevalent and a very good topic. Break. Okay, that's all I have on my list. I would like to go, let's try John again. John Creel, WB3GXW. John, if you're on, a few words for the net, please. All righty. Hopefully we'll catch John in a bit. All right, let's go ahead and see if we can find, let's go to Adam, KG4WWH, our new Maryland MDC Section Emergency Coordinator. Adam, good evening and welcome. Thanks for everything you're doing for the MDC Section and your comments for the net, please.
Hey, good evening to everybody, KG4WWH. Glad to be able to step up and take the reins. I have some pretty big shoes to fill from Jim. For anybody with Aries, or involved in Aries or Emergency Communications, I'll put my email address in the chat when I'm done transmitting. Looking forward to working with everybody, and that's pretty much what I have. I've got a lot of work I've got to get coordinated and consolidated and figured out here. Available for questions, comments, or concerns. And I'm going to kick it back to the net, KG4WWH.
Okay, very good, Adam. Thanks so much. And, yeah, there's a lot of stuff we have to do, and I'm really looking forward to working with everyone. Just for everyone else's knowledge, we've had many meetings in the past month. The section staff, we speak frequently, we have meetings, and there's a lot of things being done, there's a lot of stuff being talked about, so and it's a pleasure to have some good conversations. Break. Okay, let's go ahead to, I want to go next to our section traffic manager. This, of course, is W3YVQ, Father Al. And great to have you, as always, on the section staff. Father Al, your comments for the net, please.
Okay, very well. I hope I allowed enough time for the repeaters to reset. Well, first of all, Adam, KG4WWH, welcome to the section staff, section emergency coordinator. Terrific and challenging job, and a lot of people have your back. Our MDC section has been involved in emergency communication in one form or another that I'm aware of since the 1950s. And the MEPN was founded in 1952, for example. And in 1954, I was net control on a net during Hurricane Hazel. And we had a mobile station in Ocean City who was running back and forth up and down the steps to City Hall, finding out what they needed and whether they ought to evacuate the town and so on and so forth. And the Director of Emergency Management for Maryland, called the Civil Defense Director back then, sat in his office into the wee hours of the morning with me So it's been a long trip and a lot of fun and camaraderie, but a lot of important function to protect our ability to prepare for emergencies, mitigate enduring them, and recover afterward. Break. We also here at MDC pioneered a joint Aries Races NTS concept, which is permissible under the rules. It's a little complex to understand. We won't go into it here tonight, but we can do that at your leisure, Adam. But the emergency response plan that was published on the webpage reflects the fact that our top end section-wide sideband net and CW nets support our Aries operations and races operations section-wide, and provided the appropriate awareness of the nature of the traffic is understood and permissible handlers are used appropriately. However, that also involved liaisons with Mars, Skywarn, adjacent sections, etc., etc., etc. So we generated a hub system which allowed us to work smoothly with any AerisNet deployment that we asked to come into the section to help us, and hopefully to train our people so they could go elsewhere and fit right into the NTS and Aries operations where they go. So that's about enough for tonight. I won't pull that message out and try to resend it from last week. I'm sure those who tried to copy the first version were dumbfounded, as you should have been. Those who tried to copy it in a second pass using the standard protocols probably found it much easier. And I'm speaking of Don Entry FQC, who's sitting there with a grin on his face. Again, welcome, Adam, and 7-3 all. Have a great weekend, W3YVT.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Father Al. And let's go next to our Atlantic Division Vice Director, Marty Pittenger, KB3MXM. Marty, thank you. I thank you earlier for, before you checked in, I believe, for making the change to the website. Much appreciated. It's working beautifully. And your comments tonight, sir.
All right, Chris, very good. Thank you very much for a great introduction, and thank you for your hospitality. KB3MXM, Marty, Marty Pittenger here. So nice to hear all of you and see all of you here on the Echolink tonight. I just want to bring a couple things to your attention. And you can, if you happen to live in PA, that's Pennsylvania, this might be of some interest to you, but it will be interesting to discuss this for just a few moments for everyone here. Great. Well, recently in Pennsylvania, Senate Bill 37, which is the new bill for the for driving while holding something, whatever that is, your cell phone, for example. Bill 37 did not get the amateur radio exemption like the previous version did. What does that mean? That means the bill in Pennsylvania is that you can't be distracted. But there is no exception exemption for amateur radio. Okay? So let me ask you this question. How many of you have Sirius radio? Okay. How many of you have kids in the car? Okay, lots of things that can distract you, right? Your radio, your dashboard is not hands-free. You have to actually touch it. Some of you might have the talk-to-me radio. But in this particular case, the Senate bill in Pennsylvania said no exceptions. Nothing's exempt. I mean, it is hands-free. So we all need Bluetooth microphones now? I don't know. It's disturbing to think of that. But there are other states that have similar bills in place. Break. Chris, let me ask you a question. Does your state legislative representative ever join the net at any time? Is he on here now?
He is not currently on the conference, no.
Okay. Homework assignment. What does he know about the jurisdiction in Maryland? Like, rules in Maryland. And because many of our fellow hams travel to adjacent states, how many do we border on? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4? 4 states, I think. Counting District Columbia would be a district, but that's part of NBC. And what are the rules in those 4 states when we go there, right? More importantly is, what about when we're performing as emergency communicators, when we might be communicating on, doing communications and requiring to use our mobile radio? So if you could find out from your state legislative representative, the SGL, if there is and what are the rules for that in Maryland and maybe perhaps on the bordering states. I think everybody would appreciate if we could all learn that. I certainly would. I live in Maryland. All right. Break. Did you all know that the Delaware State Convention is this weekend? How many of you are going? It's just on the other side of the bay for us here on the west, and it's on that side, that meaning on the eastern shore side, if you're living over there. It's not that far away. Delaware State Convention is this weekend. All right, one more thing. There is a lot of interest in doing virtual meetings for clubs. A lot of interest, right? Makes it convenient. People don't have to travel. But having an eyeball is the most important thing, not just at the Hamfest, but at your club meetings. So important. You bring a sense of tenacity to the group when you show up, right? You bring that commitment. You get involved. You hear what's going on, right? Not the Brady screen, everybody's with their little windows up, but really being there, handshaking, fist pumping, all the things that has to do with it. And I'm sure you can't necessarily look at the ham shack at the club while you're online. So I encourage you all to encourage your club representatives to have the eyeball, have their club meetings in person. You can always complement that with a virtual session, too, for those that aren't able to make it. So that's all I've got for you, Chris. I'll pause for a moment for any questions for me. I'll take silence as no questions. Back to you, Chris. Thank you all.
Okay. Thanks very much, Marty. Always a pleasure having you here on the EchoLink conference. All right, I'd like to get to our linked repeaters next. The order will be KA2JAI, then W3FDK, then WA3DZD. So let's start with KA2JAI. Please give us your comments and call your stations, please. All right, maybe we'll come back to them. Let's try the Frederick machine. W3FDK, your comments and call your stations, please.
So this is Odington. If anyone's familiar with the location, 1425 Annapolis Road, Odington, and the talk-in will be 146.805, tone 107.2, mission $5. So there and enjoy yourself. Chris said he'll be there, so you can talk to our commander, do some shopping, and do some chatting. And with that, we have a point with check in, no comments. And then we've got K3AVZ. Mark, your comments, please.
Great. Thank you, K3ABZ here. Very choppy listening to you, but I understand you want my comments. No comments. Thank you very much, K3ABZ. Back to you.
Five machine. EchoLink, I had one person show up and kind of disappear. Might be back. If you have any questions, please call. No one else is showing up with EchoLink at this time. So, a little chatter. I don't know what's going on, but with that, N3FQC, back to net control.
Okay. Thank you, Don. You were really chopping in and out there, so we didn't get a lot of your transmission, but I appreciate you guys being here and checking in with us. Let me try again with, let's see if DZD is available. Nope. Let's try the W3FDK Frederick machine again, please. Okay, not having a lot of luck with our link repeaters tonight. Can we try? That was DZD. All right, let's try. I believe I called for Frederick last time. Let me try FD W3FDK Frederick, please. Okay, that's okay. So let's move on. All right, let's go. We're going to go down the list to our regular check-ins now. Let's start with my list here. We'll start with KB3QWC. Larry, good evening, welcome, and your comments tonight.
No real comments. I'm just kind of listening on here. No real comments. The Coast Guard's only communications didn't get called up for the bridge operation either, so that's a story there. But not much going on. Just busy at work, so I'm just basically listening, so. Maybe we'll see some of you at the Hamfest on Sunday. Hopefully I'll make it down there. Other than that, nothing else. 73 off, KB3Q, KBC will be clear.
Okay, thanks, Larry. Be safe out there. Let's go next to KB3 Sierra Whiskey. Sierra, Pam, thanks for joining. Your comments tonight.
Thank you, AB3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. Tomorrow, April 20th, the Charles County Amateur Radio Club will participate in a STEM festival, which is hosted by the College of Southern Maryland. And we hope to inspire some new people to get their ham licenses. Back to Net Control. This is KB3SWS.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that information. Next, we'll go to WI3J, Stuart. Good evening, sir. Your comments tonight.
Well, good evening, Chris. I'm on the net. WI3J, Stuart here in Gaithersburg. And I perked up when Marty mentioned about the laws in different states like Pennsylvania requiring hands-free mobile operation. And I was got to thinking, is that really something new? I think that controversy goes back many, many years when cell phones first started being popular in cars, you know, and distracted driving, that they wanted people to have, you know, hands-free or something on the flip-down sun visor or something like that. And I don't even know if it even being enforced, quite frankly. I don't think it stopped any hams from not using their mobile rigs, at least I haven't had any problem with that, but I don't travel that much, so maybe have to get some information on that. Thank you there. Chris, back to you, WI3J.
Okay, very good. Yeah, and I've seen bits and pieces regarding that, these types of things last couple of years, and certainly, as Marty mentioned, a good thing to check with our state government liaison about, and his information is on the MDC website. All right, let's go next to KB3SPH, if he is still here. Yes, Jeff, PG County, your comments tonight, please.
Good evening, Chris, and everyone else on the net. Back on 4 April, we had our second quarter hospital drill. Involved about 20 operators practicing sending peer-to-peer messages via Vera and Packet to county EOC. So it was a good drill, lots of lessons learned. Back to net, KB3SPH.
Okay, thanks very much. And I appreciate that. The other thing I didn't mention is that the emergency coordinators are now able to put their reports directly onto the league website, and this is much easier than the old system we were using. It's much cleaner, and a lot of other data gets collected that helps me as section manager put everything together for the section news. So that system seems to be working beautifully, and I appreciate all the emergency coordinators in the section using that online system much better. All right, let's go next to Alpha Delta 3 Foxtrot. Gene, good evening. Your comments tonight, please.
This is Alpha Delta 3 Foxtrot. Good evening, everybody. No comments, just glad to remember the net this evening and able to check in. Hope everybody has a good week next week, and back to net. This is 83 FL.
All right, very good. Thank you. And Last on my list is November 3, X-Ray Lima. Bill, thanks for joining, and your comments tonight, please. All right, nothing heard there. Do I dare go back to our linked repeaters? Let's see who's still here with us tonight. DVD is muted. SDK. Let's try a W3SDK linked repeater. One more last call. W3SDK. Okay. Unfortunately, we're not hearing from too many of our linked systems tonight, but that's okay. Hopefully, we'll get them next month. That is pretty much. Just looking at the comments here, pretty much everybody on the list who still checked in. If there's anyone I missed or anyone who has any further comments, please call now. Okay, I see Jerry just popped in. AI0K, Jerry, looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. Thanks for joining. Your comments for the net tonight.
No real comments. I just finally got it going. I'm having trouble getting Echolink to work here on the laptop, but no real comments. Had a good time at Rutgersville last weekend, and looking forward to going to Odenton Sunday.
Okay, very good, Jerry. And I was mentioning earlier to everyone that our tables are pretty much adjacent to each other, and that's great. I'm really looking forward to that. They sent me a Bruce sent me a table layout. The whole place was really well done, I must say. So that's the first time I've ever had someone send me a table layout of what the Hamfest is going to look like. Absolutely beautifully done. So looking forward to that. All right. Anyone I missed or anyone further comments, we can wrap up early tonight.
WB3GXW, sorry I missed the first call.
GXW, John, good evening. Thank you as always. Your comments, please.
Well, all is good so far. Tomorrow, the Laurel Amateur Radio Club will be holding its monthly third Saturday of the month test session at 384 Main Street. The Laurel VEC does not charge for exams. And the session will be uploaded on Monday. So that's all I've got. And K9DOG wants his dinner. So I'll say 73s. Everybody be safe. WB3GXW.
All right. Thank you, John. I love when you give the dog's call sign. That cracks me up every time. And I just saw KC3OQP check in. Jeff, good evening. It's always a pleasure having you here on the section Echolink Net. Thanks for joining. Your comments tonight.
All right, Chris. Hopefully my mic's working properly tonight. And, yeah, I totally forgot about it. And I noticed the 805 radio was lighting up, so I figured I'd come on the Echolink and make sure it was this. Hope to see you on Sunday. I'll be there. And that's all my announcements because I don't have any events until July. So back to net control.
Okay, very good, Jeff. Yes, of course, I will be there at the league table, and we'll hope to talk to lots of folks and have some conversations as we always do. I'll have my notepad with me and we'll take some notes and answer any questions about anything that's going on in MDC. And I've got some interesting swag this year. I spent a lot of money on supplies last year with last year's budget. So I've got some neat stuff to give to folks and some nice door prizes for the Hamfest this year, so really looking forward to that. All right, I think we're going to wrap this up. Let's make one more call for anybody I missed or any further comments. Okay, very good. I want to thank everybody for joining us here on the monthly section EcholinkNet. Please do subscribe to the section newsletter that can be found in your league your league account. If you right-click on that and go to the options, there's opt-in, opt-out, and you can choose to receive the section news and many other league publications that come out monthly. And highly recommend you do that. Thanks, everybody, for joining, and we'll see you back here next month for the MDC Section EchoLink Net 73. Be safe and have a great evening. AB3WG.